Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Roasting the World. I'm not exactly sure what's going on right now, but it seems like I've lost my co-host. I hope he'll come on here in just a minute. Seem to be having a problem. I'm not sure if this is recording.
I don't know what just happened, but it dropped me for some odd reason.
Hi, there you are. We're back.
That was strange. I've never had that happen before.
I have never either. But go ahead. Let's start.
Like literally, like. I was going to say, I've literally never had the show tell me it was about to start, and then it counted me down and then hung me up.
Yeah, I lost you, and I'm talking. I'm like, I don't know if this is recording or what, but I'm here alone, and then it
got
over
the,
to you.
Yeah, so to say, I got the studio pulled up in the thing, and I don't know what happened. Like, it counted me down like it normally does, and then when it got to one, instead of saying blog talk, it said, your call has been disconnected. Please call back. And then my thing popped up saying I need to call back in the studio. And I was like, no.
Yeah,
I'm here, guys. I'm here.
It said it ended. And then, boom, you're back.
Wait, it said it ended?
I don't know what's going on.
So, wait,
it's
counting down like we're on air right now. So I'm guessing we're on air. So I'm hoping somebody's listening to this. All right. Let's do this right, guys. Let's get the show started right. Let's rewind here. Blog Talk Radio. Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the living legend, the gangster of love, Mr. Space Cowboy, the king of comedy, Dakota.
And
everybody
I'm
knows Sherry.
Yeah. You have, like, this huge intro. I got you an intro.
Come ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
The co-host with the most, Miss Plant Whopper Life Matters, Sherry Clips.
That's right, but don't add an S on the end of my name. It is Clip. It is singular. It is Sherry Clips. But it's all good. You can call me anything you want. I've been calling
it's an apostrophe S.
Yes.
I added an apostrophe S, okay?
Okay. I'll forgive you this time. It's all good. And if you were near me, I would give you a hug today because today is Hug a Friend Day. Did you know that?
I did not know that. That is awesome.
I know, right? It's also Hug an Australian Day. I don't know why Australian has to be part of that because there's just Hug a Friend, but if you hug an Australian, I guess you really celebrated the hug day. So.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting, right? But there is something that happened today that I actually celebrated with my family. Isn't that funny? And a good friend. Today is, first of all, I want to say a big shout out to a very good friend of mine, Katie. Her birthday is today. Happy birthday, Katie. You're a wonderful friend. We've been friends for like 36 years or something like that. I just want to say happy birthday to a wonderful person, wonderful, creative, loving, happy person.
Well, happy birthday, Katie. Thank you for being a friend of the show. You're awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, she's had a kind of unique day today because one of her favorite foods are pretzels, and today is actually National Pretzel Day, too, I found out. So I took her out for some pretzels today. Find her birthday with pretzels today. Yes. So I had to share that with you. I thought that'd be funny.
And I wanted to bring this up if you don't mind. Sorry to kind of just fill the show for a second, but we got a lot of listeners in India, and COVID has hit bad over there, guys. So to all of our fans, listeners, and everything in India, hope y'all are staying safe. Y'all don't be out and about and licking things over there because I don't want y'all getting it, but yeah, I hope you guys are staying safe over there. So That's for everybody over in India. But, yeah, the way I take it, they got hit pretty bad with another round of COVID. So
I wonder why. It's like in India, they usually have their faces covered. Anyway, how is it spreading so bad?
They got such a big population over there. I mean, it's probably, you know, it's probably not that hard to get it because India has one of the biggest populations, I think, don't they?
I'm not sure what the population is, but there is a lot, yeah.
But I think they got so many people over there that I'm sure it's somebody coughs outside and three people catch it or something. You know what I mean? So.
Right. I mean, they do have a lot of people. I'm looking at 3 billion people.
Yeah. So I know India, I mean, I knew they had a big population like that. So, shout out to you guys. I hope you guys are all trying to stay safe over there. And if you guys do have it, you know, the perfect thing to do for 2 weeks, listen to Roasting the World. You can catch up on all of our shows on Blog Talk Radio or on Dakota's Twitter or Facebook page or on Sherry's Facebook, or I don't know if you have a Twitter or Twitter account or any of that stuff. Just saying, I mean, if I had COVID for 2 weeks and I was doing nothing but sitting around, I'll listen to my show.
It's the perfect thing to do. Absolutely. Listen to our show.
But
what else is there to do anyway?
Right? That's
our
what I'm saying. What else is there to do, people, but to listen to Dakota talk? And if you're listening to me talk right now, my voice sounds so deep because my allergies are screwing with me because of the weather. Which, by the way, stop sending us your rain. You can keep it. We do not want it anymore.
And we had a beautiful day today, just so you know.
It wasn't bad out here today either. Like, today wasn't bad at all. It was a little warm out, but nothing just too major, you know. So, I mean, today was a pretty nice day. But the weekend,
nice.
I think it might have stopped raining for 15 minutes all weekend.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we had a lot of rain, too. I think you had more than us, though. You're in Tennessee.
Yeah, we got hit pretty. It rains here like every other day. So, literally it'll rain. It'd be cold, hot, rain, might snow. I don't know, might not, who knows. But, yeah.
You've actually had snow this past year, haven't you?
Yeah, we had a pretty good little snowstorm there for about not like a week straight, but like it affected everybody for about a week. It like snowed, but then like I think we had an ice storm right afterwards or whatever, so it kind of just like screwed shit up a little bit.
Yeah,
but,
now our audience is wondering, where are you, Dakota? What location are you?
I am in Camden, Tennessee, which is about 30 minutes away from Paris, Tennessee.
Okay.
So I'm between Paris and Nashville. So.
Been to Nashville?
I'm pretty much
in down there?
Oh, yeah. A couple of years ago, I went to Charlie Daniels' 80th birthday bash.
Wow.
I think that was back in 2018. Might have been 2019, beginning of it, but yeah. And then Paris.
Wow.
Like I said, it's only like 25 minutes away. So.
Wow.
Which, by the way, they just did some big fish fry up there in Paris all of last week, which is
they
do like one of the biggest fish fries in the world. Paris has like one of the biggest fish fries in the world. Like they've been doing it every year there for probably almost 100 years or so.
Oh, wow. Jeez. That sounds like fun, though. I love things like that, events that go on like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of culture and stuff around here in Tennessee. But to me, though, I would hate to grow up here because for a kid, I don't see much for kids to do besides maybe get in trouble. So besides that, if I had to pick, I would, you know, maybe put an arcade or something for kids to do here, you know. It's something small for them, but because the town I live in is pretty much like a little interstate town. Like, it's in between your major towns, and it's pretty much like a little truck stop. You got, like, your little restaurants and gas stations and stuff like that. Like, literally this town is nothing but gas stations and restaurants, and they're all pretty much together.
It's a hick town. Is that what we call that?
Pretty much. Pretty much. Like, I mean that in the, best way. I mean, but it's pretty much what you call a little hick town.
Well, what is the largest attraction where you are or closest?
In this town, nothing. Nothing I can really think of.
Nothing, huh?
Now, like, the largest attraction. Well, they do have this thing that's like, who's that country singer who was in the plane crash, like, back in the 70s or so? Oh, Patsy Cline, I think is her name. Yeah, I might be thinking of somebody else. Was Patsy Cline the one that was in a plane crash and passed away, or is that somebody else?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well, anyways, I guess that happened here in this town. That happened in this town, I guess, where the plane crashed or something. But besides that, there ain't nothing here.
Oh.
Like, that's just like a little park for people to go up and see where the plane crashed at. And to me, it's just kind of a weird thing to go be like, let's go celebrate somebody dying in a plane crash fucking 60 years ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. People will do that, though.
But,
you know?
Right. But besides that, I mean, the closest things I would say there is to do is going to Paris to find something there to do. Jackson's a couple hours away. Probably find something there. And Nashville's a few hours away. And then Memphis, of course, you'd probably find something to do there. Because those are like your major towns here in, around where I live at in Tennessee.
Right. You're right, by the way. I just want to say Patsy Cline is one of the popular music stars that come out of Camden. Cowboy Copas and Hawkshaw Hawkins lost their lives in the plane crash on March 5th.
There's also a band from the 70s that's from around here that I know nobody's probably heard of. They're called T.R. Crooks, which they got a bunch of badass songs. I have their record somewhere, but... That's also a band from here. I forgot about them. The guy from it wrote a bunch of songs for Toby Keith and stuff like that years ago. Like, I guess he does have some kind of recording studio around here. And then
nice.
The way I take it, Hank Williams Jr. has a house that's in the town between here and Paris. Like, there's like this little, like a smaller hick town than our town between here and Paris. And I guess he has a house there somewhere. So besides that, that's pretty much Camden. You can go to the grocery store. You can go to McDonald's. Go to a gas station.
It sounds like a nice place to live, though. When you hear about all these riots and stuff happening in some of these other cities, I would have to say
yes and no.
Yes?
I say yes and no. It has that small town vibe to it, which is nice. But some of the people... Like I said, there wasn't much for people to do around here, and a lot of them got into drugs and stuff, you can tell. So it's, like, you got a lot of, like, you just, I don't know, like, you walk into a store and throw a rock, you're guaranteed to hit at least two crackheads before you hit somebody that's probably never done it. So.
Really? Wow. That's a lot, actually.
Right. I mean, besides that, but like you're saying, though, it does have that small town sort of vibe, not Mayberry status, but you know, I would give it a close second or third to Mayberry almost.
Right.
What about you? What's it like up your way?
Because
you live right outside of the city, don't you?
I live.
Okay.
Gotcha. Not near. Everyone who talks Massachusetts, the first thing you hear is Boston. Of course, Boston is huge. That has that's a huge city. Pittsfield's actually the largest city that is in Berkshire County, which is a chain of mountains called the Berkshires.
Okay.
Or Berkshires, people say. And I'm about 17 hours and 9 minutes away from you, just so you know. I just have to look. I'm 1,126.3 miles from Camden. So we are in western Massachusetts. Yeah, I'm right on the border of New York, just about. Like, it's about 3 miles down the road.
Oh, okay.
So,
speaking of New York, I got a funny – it's sort of a funny story. All right. Yesterday, I get – okay, you know, like, on Facebook, when you have high-profile profiles, like I know you do too because you got a bunch of friends on yours, but like you get random messages from this random people sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And well, I got one from some girl yesterday, and all it said at first, because like I didn't respond back to it because I could tell it was a fake account thing, but then I was like, you know what? I'm bored. I'm just going to fucking fuck with this person trying to fuck with me or whatever. So they write me, and they're like, all it said at first was, where are you from? And I didn't respond. So they wrote me that again. So I write back, where are you from? And this is I'm going to read you word to word here. I'm looking at the message. I'm going to read it word to word of how they wrote this back to me. All right, you ready? Am from U.S. This is what the person wrote back. Am from U.S. and am a – okay. Am from U.S. and am at New York, Texas.
Yeah.
What about you? And I just wrote back, same.
That's funny.
But I just thought it was some funny shit. I was like, New York, Texas. I'm like,
that is really funny. That's actually very funny. You know they're not from around here. That came away.
Yeah, I don't want to sound mean, but I know... A, when your English is broken that bad, I know you're not.
Yeah.
That's not your first language, so I can automatically assume you're not here in the U.S. And B, you're hitting me with like two different states getting put together there. So.
Right.
Where are you from? I'm from Florida, Jamaica.
That's the first thing you can tell about people who are not from here. Is they don't know places and things and how to speak proper English and, you know. Well,
that would be me if I was
trying to
do that to somebody, say, over in, I don't know, India, for example. That would be me being like, I don't know any towns in India, so I'll just be making
make
up
something.
But I mean, like, I just thought it was funny. It was like, whatever they were looking at, where they were trying to pick states or something to make up from, it's like New York and Texas.
That's hilarious.
I mean, it would be fun. I mean, it would be a little different if they hit me with like a El Paso, New York. I'd be like, maybe there is El Paso somewhere around those areas. But like,
you
I get hit with a New York, Texas. I'm like, I don't think there's a New York in Texas. I don't think there's a York in Texas.
That's funny. There's a
I wonder
lot
if there's
of
old York somewhere
out there too. Oh yeah.
Yeah. There's
New
a
York
lot of scammers out there.
Mhm.
Like
New
I always
New
see
York
like
is
my
a beautiful thing.
Oh, is it?
Go ahead.
I've always wanted to go out that way. Oh, you go ahead. I've always wanted to go out that way.
Really?
Well, I've told you before, but that's one of my goals is go out that way and do stand-up. Not like right this minute with all the COVID going on, but in a few years when I'm able to travel again, I'm definitely going to hit up the stand-up scene out that way a little bit.
You should. I think you'd do great. But let me know.
Oh, I know I would do great.
I'll get you into the best places in New York City, so.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think I'm the last comic that actually says shit on his mind anymore. Everybody else is afraid of offending somebody.
I think that's right, actually. I mean, there's a lot of comics out there, but do you feel like you have to be careful in what you say now? Is that something you have to be careful of?
Yes and no.
As a comic?
Yeah. Yes and no. Like, me, personally, there's stuff I wouldn't say to begin with. You know what I mean? So I'd never really worried about saying something I was going to offend somebody with. But also nowadays, it doesn't really matter what you say. anybody can be offended by something. You can sit there and say, I pet puppies, and that'll make somebody mad because somebody doesn't like puppies.
Right.
So, I mean, nowadays it doesn't really matter. Like, the joke itself can just be like, I ran home and I fell in a mud puddle. That was a dirty joke. That right there would offend somebody because somebody would be like, well, I fell in a mud puddle the other day. What are you trying to say? You know, I mean, it's just, that's how people
right.
are nowadays.
Do you think
the
that the comic
whack?
World is fading due to the fact that people are being so emotionally sensitive to what people say?
Yes. Yeah, especially out in L.A. That's why a lot of your bigger name comics that were out that way took off from L.A. and stopped doing stand-up mm-hmm. out there, because the scene out that way has changed so much, and it's so, I guess the best way of saying it, it's so watered down where everybody's thinking the same and everybody's always trying not to defend somebody. And then if they do say something, they're, you know, like another comic's offended or something. So that's why I always told myself, like, I told myself, I'm not going out to LA to do comedy anymore. I mean, you know, that's where I've done it out there before. And back when I was doing it out there, it wasn't, you had your, what we used to call like your hipsters and stuff. But nowadays it's like everybody's mm-hmm. out that way is like a cookie cutter the same, if that makes sense, you know, like they all same beliefs, same everything. You don't got somebody just thinking for themselves. You got somebody, you don't have anybody leading. You got people following, more or less, is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Right.
And me, I was always taught to think for myself. Don't follow the pack, lead the pack.
Right. And you speak, in your comedy, you do speak a lot from your experiences and things that are happening. And you do just kind of speak your mind, which I think is a great thing. And it's great talent that you can do that. But do you see yourself changing the way you do comedy due to all that?
That's a good question. I mean, like I said, yes and no, I guess would be the answer to that one too, because as much as I don't want to change, I know certain things will change because everything evolves over the years. You know, I'm not disagreeing with that. And I'm not disagreeing that it's a good thing that we're, you know, we're just not going around making fun of everybody and everything. But in comedy, there's a lot of things that should be made fun of, if that makes sense, because a lot of times laughter helps. And my job as a roast comic, or just a comic in general, is to either make fun of something or joke about something for, you know, to try to help somebody who needs that laughter. So, but to answer your question, yeah, I can see me changing maybe a little bit, maybe, you know, toning down a few things, but I don't see me changing the whole stick in my mind and, you know, mm-hmm. you know, coming from the heart with what I say and shit. But it,
right.
look at this, it might be one of those things where I have to read the crowd before I say something. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not just going to go out in front of a college crowd and, you know, start telling certain jokes, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But I'm also not going to go in front of a bunch of nuns and start telling jokes, you know, either. So it's just one of those situations. But anywho, we got about 5 minutes left of the show. The show goes by so quick now.
It does.
I think I said that on like episode 2. Which, by the way, guys, we are up to 117 episodes, guys. That means
wow.
you guys got 117 episodes to go check out on Blog Talk and all that. So, I mean, it's crazy, guys. It's crazy. And
only about 90.
This right here
tonight.
Will. But yeah, and then this right here, guys, will be my going on my third year of this, so that's awesome too. So a couple months to be that. So I'm excited. Like I said, Sherry, thank you for getting me started with all this, because that was really
oh,
awesome of
welcome.
You to bring me on your show a couple years ago, and you know. Get me going with all of it. But,
wow.
yeah, I don't know why I keep saying I think it's because I'm tired. I just keep saying when I'm tired, and I mumble on a lot.
Well, that's okay. I mean, You're welcome. You know, I enjoy doing radio so much, and sometimes I can tell when I meet someone, you know, that they really want to be part of a show or something like this. And, you know, when I met you, you talk so well, and you like to talk. And I'm like, yeah, he'd be perfect for radio.
Well, see, everybody's always told me, like, I was supposed to do a radio show, like, back when I was in, like, high school or something like that, and they just never got me the equipment for it back then. So, technically, I was supposed to do all this, like, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's really different doing a podcast than it is, like, doing stand-up comedy. So I
want
to get your voice out there, you know, and be heard. And I'm like, he needs, you know, to get out there.
I think, truthfully, I think at first, the most difficult thing for me was not knowing if anybody's laughing at any of the jokes or anything like that. You know what I mean? I think that was the something I had to learn to get over there at first. Because like what you're saying, it's totally different than doing stand-up. Stand-up, I'm on stage. I'm seeing people laugh. I'm seeing people's faces. Doing this, I'm not seeing people's faces face-to-face. So,
right.
But, hey, I've enjoyed it. Like I said, we've done 117 episodes already.
Wow.
I've done a few by myself, which that was awesome. I never thought I would be able to do that, but there you go.
That's great. Well, congratulations. You've really come a long way. And, you know, it takes a certain type of person who can do this. So I'm proud of you. You do good.
So are you going to tell is this the part where you tell me I am your favorite co-host?
You know what? Yes, you are my favorite co-host.
Yes.
So there.
I'm way better than that Mickey Mouse guy.
There's a lot of people I've done shows with, just so you know, and at least six now, and I have to say that you are my favorite. You truly are. I have a great time doing this. It's fun. I'm relaxed.
Listeners, as she's telling me this, she is texting five other people right now saying, it's not true, it's not true. You guys are my favorite.
Not true.
Chuck and them are getting messages right now. Don't listen to them. No, it's fine.
Well, Chuck is something different.
Shout out to Chuck, man. Shout out to Chuck, dude. He's a friend of the show. Good dude. I like Chuck.
I still have shows to do with Chuck. He's not off the hook yet. He has yet to show me that he can be the best.
How's he doing back down in where
Ecuador?
Is he at? Argentina? Ecuador. Thank
Ecuador.
You. I don't know why I was thinking
Ecuador,
Argentina.
Yeah. That's all right. He's
good.
Doing great. Actually, he'll be coming back to visit. I'll let him stay with me for the time he's up visiting. So I get to harass him. I love it. He's like a brother to me. So.
Well, shit, when he comes back down, we're for sure all three of us have to do another show again or something.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. Would love it. He does a show all the time on Podbean, which he has a very...
And we can't forget about Billy, man. Can't forget about Billy. Shout out to Billy.
No, that's right. Billy, too. Yep. And now that I've got a studio, things will be looking up, and I'll be having new shows coming back. I will be working with Billy as well, hopefully. And don't forget, next Monday, May 3rd, we have Mark Hisco coming back. He's coming on to this show.
And I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, I've interviewed him a few times, but he's now an author of Call Sign Purple 3 from the DMZ zone. And it's exciting to learn and hear what he has to say. So Monday, people, right on your calendar.
And I'm looking forward to it, guys, and yeah, that's going to be an awesome episode Monday. All right, everybody.
Oh,
we got about 30 seconds left of the show, so thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening tonight. We'll for sure be doing another show probably sometime this week coming up. For sure be doing the show with Shane sometime this week. I'm thinking maybe reviewing Mortal Kombat, the new movie that came out. So maybe something like that. Monday, the 3rd, guys. Everybody tune in because we'll for sure be doing a show that night. And, yeah. And like I said, everybody over in India, hope you guys are trying to stay safe. Wear your mask. Don't be licking doorknobs. You know, all that nonsense I usually say. In other words, everybody else around the world just try to stay blessed and safe, everyone. Yeah, pretty much. And everybody just try to stay blessed and safe out there. Have a great week, and that's about it. Sherry, it's been a pleasure
as always. Yes,
and,
as always.
Till next time. Till next time, guys. Remember, smoke them if you got them and drink them if you want to.
Have a good night.